USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Politicians playing the defund the police movement to suppress racism in America have not considered the repercussions. The stark reality in New York City is clear. Congresswoman-elect Nicole Malliotakis of Staten Island tells Fox the one-party system in New York has failed.
Unfortunately, under one-party Democratic rule, we have seen crime skyrocket, murders, shootings, car thefts, burglaries are all up, quality of life has deteriorated, and the cost of living has gotten out of control. So we need to reverse this, and we do that by, first of all, dismantling those policies that Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, with one-party Democratic rule in Albany, have put in place that have made us less safe and put the criminals before the victims. And secondly, we need a property tax cap for New York City because homeowners can't afford it and are leaving in droves. 50% increase at least over the last 5 years since Mayor de Blasio has been in office.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Chinese authorities are testing millions of people, imposing lockdowns, and shutting down schools after multiple locally transmitted coronavirus cases were discovered in the cities of Tianjin, Shanghai, and Manzhouli. Two people died and multiple others were injured in a stabbing Sunday night at Grace Baptist Church in San Jose, California. Homeless people have been brought to the shelter from the cold weather. That's according to San Jose PD. It's being reported that a 22-year-old man was apprehended in the stabbings. The nation's first COVID-19 inoculations could begin within a day or two of regulatory consent next month. That's being reported by Operation Warp Speed's leader, Moncef Slaoui. Some 70% of the population would need to be inoculated to achieve herd immunity from the virus, a goal the country would achieve by May, that's according to Dr. Slaoui. Monday Night Football will see the LA Rams cross the country and take on the Buccaneers of Tampa Bay, a.k.a. Tom Brady's other team, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The late game in the National Football League Sunday night had the defending Super Bowl champs avenging their only loss so far in the 2020 season. Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs went to Las Vegas and beat the Raiders 35-31. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid at the post-game press conference.
I've got Pat Mahomes, so I know you give me a minute and a half and I'm pretty good right there, you know, so we can roll. But there's a time and a place for that. That wasn't the situation for it, but... I thought we had plenty of time. Now if we didn't have enough time, I'd be sitting here probably telling you something different, but I thought we had enough time there to get rolling.
Raiders head coach John Gruden in his third year with the Southern Nevada team.
We got to get these men out on the field and correct these problems, but I couldn't be more proud of our football team. And I wouldn't trade any of our players for anybody. The effort that they've given us is tremendous. We've got to eliminate the penalties, and that starts with me.
In some of the other games Sunday, the Titans over the Ravens, 30-24. The Browns get to 7-3 after beating the Eagles, 22-17. A rare mistake by Green Bay in overtime. A lost fumble cost them the game at the Colts, 34-31. And the Jets stay perfect, Lee bad. After losing to the Chargers 34-28, Jets are 0-10 on the year. Monday Night Football has the LA Rams crossing the country and taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.